Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Blast off. We're back in the spaceman with an old bee and a newbie. It's Bonnie McFarland and Todd Glass, everybody.
You guys.
I should have worn my sunnies.
I said, where were your glasses at when you sat down? But your Todd was doing a bit.
Oh.
You guys are. Oh, no, these glasses. Why aren't you wearing those anymore?
Oh, I'll wear these ones.
Oh, okay. Oh, I like that.
Does that look cooler?
That's great.
Now you can wear mine. Those are men's anyway. I wear men's glasses.
You wear men's glasses?
I'm an outsider.
Well,
thanks for coming, you guys. Todd, for the, I dare say, maybe eighth time on the show?
I think so.
Somewhere in that
Matter of fact,
range.
Last night I was going to do some mushrooms because I went camping.
Right. And, those two are hand in hand. Why go camping if you're not going to shroom?
There's some truth to that, but I've only done mushrooms. That would have been the third time. I took a teeny piece. It didn't really react, but everyone says, wait, an hour. And I was going to take more, and I thought, I'm doing your show today. So I just said, I'll just have my experience here.
Yeah, someone told me Todd's out on the desert camping doing mushrooms tonight. And I was like, he's doing my show tomorrow? He's going to be, we're going to get the phone call like he's some sort of rapper or something. We're going to get the 3 o'clock call saying, oh, he's waiting to talk to a doctor.
Mm-hmm. I've never missed a show.
What do you think they're doing out there that they're just banging on the door? You guys have been in love for forever.
I absolutely love
coming out
Todd
here on the show. Yes. Bonnie and I used to go to the gym together all the time.
What gym?
Gold's.
We hung out every day.
In Hollywood, like pretty much every
People
day.
People would tell us to shut up all the time.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. Other people on the other machines near us would be like,
this guy was
irritated.
Like, I have headphones on, and you're bothering me.
Wow. That does bother me when people have a conversation near me. I'd rather not have
we
to hear
it. We had interesting conversations,
but we had good conversations,
though.
It's true.
I had one situation.
Am I supposed to just do it?
Mm-mm. No,
he's
I'm sorry.
Just doing
I'm
it.
Sorry. We just, it's, I was just so net. It's just so, Todd's here all the time.
I'll suck it back in so I don't get high.
No, no. Wait, what? How does that?
I don't know.
I don't think that's.
No,
at, you know, 20 minutes after the hour is when we start smoking. So we've got.
Okay.
We've got a few minutes. Yeah.
I'll be at the Laughing Skull in October. That was the only date I had to plug.
When does this air?
I'm not bragging.
Is it live?
This is happening live.
Oh,
what?
Do people from New Jersey watch?
Todd has had one hit.
Now that's just.
And this is what's happening. Now that's the thing is, as comedians, we're always trying to be funny. So that could come off as, oh, you're so high right now. No, I'm just being silly because
right,
that's
exactly.
My profession.
Exactly.
Yeah, get off my dick. Oh, I took my sunglasses off, so you can leave yours on.
Oh, no, I want to do what the show.
Yeah,
I want to be
roll
a part
with
of things.
What happens on the show. So at 19 minutes after the hour, there's supposed to be an alarm that goes off, and I'm just double checking to make sure I said it. Nope. And then. At 20 minutes after the hour, that's when we'll really start smoking.
Okay, getting into
you
it.
Know what I've been preparing
I'm a,
today's
not a
strains.
Good,
what I do? Oh, I'm
not
sorry.
Not a good what? There it is, 19.
I haven't smoked in a long time, so.
But you said you practiced a little last night?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I did a little.
Like while watching the Oscars?
I didn't do the edibles, because I'm scared of edibles. I never know how much and how long to wait. And
yeah, it's it can be
I
tricky.
I feel like it gets.
You just, you know what, the best thing is, if you're going to buy some edibles, I think, get a lot of them because then you can test them and you know the strength of them. So then the rest of them, you know, okay, they're usually from the same batch. Is that, I don't know if that's true or not, but
like
that's,
you put up a up a chart and you're like, okay, one of these equals. Yeah.
Why do you have to say?
Glass and a half of wine.
There's a thing, I like these pills called for traveling called gold caps, and I do the ones that are 35 milligrams. And they work great for me. So I know that.
Right.
I know
right.
when I take one of those, I know what to expect.
Sometimes that's good to have. And then sometimes
and
I
long?
Think.
How long? 45 minutes?
Yeah, or an hour.
I didn't mean
no,
to interrupt you.
Fine.
I know you
I'm
hate
sorry.
That.
I
no.
feel bad. But I also say this.
You guys
sometimes
are the best
you need predictability when you're smoking. Like if you travel, you want to. But sometimes I think what's fun about pot, it's not predictable. Liquor is, you know exactly, not that it won't be a fun buzz, but you know what three drinks is, four drinks.
No, because you
sure you do.
Shots will fuck
I
it
don't
up.
Wanna, yeah.
Like that's why edibles and smoking, you just get a confused, what you know, it's hard to keep track of where your high is going, which I don't necessarily mind, because I've never
felt
like
I'm
too high.
But high is easier to control.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait,
like
but
drunk, I hate when I'm so drunk and I can't talk to someone and it's.
I was blackout drunk the other night and was just, the next day, I said, I was blackout drunk last night, and everybody was like, you were? You just seem like you might be a little tired. Like, I didn't do anything.
That's
you know what I mean?
Scary.
I don't act obnoxious. I just, like, I'm just a little tired.
That's not a good thing. You're
but
like,
I don't
wait,
like
that's
it.
Just my right. When I think I'm being at my worst, you're just saying that, oh, that's what you're always like.
Yes, yeah. No, yeah.
By the way, I think when you're, maybe it's true, but I think when you're high, you're afraid you're maybe annoying everybody. When you're drunk, you have no fucking idea.
You don't
you're
give
annoying
a shit
everybody.
You're annoying.
Yeah, I'd rather
well,
have
repeat
that's
things
what I like
over
about
and over
having
again.
Pot that has a little bit of paranoia to it, because it keeps you aware that you're high. So you're like, oh, maybe I'm a little. Going over
that's why it's
here.
There. That's the
yes.
paranoia is just there naturally
I like
to keep
it
people from getting too comfortable.
Yes.
Feel the burn. Have
without
you done anything with that in the promo maybe? Feel the burn maybe?
Yeah, right. I think there's a few memes out there of Bernie Sanders smoking a J.
Loves it.
Yeah.
Let's smoke already!
Oh, shit.
Wait, I didn't know
it's
there was going to be
way
sound
past
effects.
420, and yes, there are occasional
oh,
sound
wow,
effects.
Oh, wow, that was great. Who did that?
That was John DiMaggio.
Oh, is that pre-recorded?
In the voice of Bender from Futurama.
Let's
no,
do it.
No, it's not pre-recorded. He's in the next door, and he's just waiting for another reason to do the voice.
But, can we give him things to say?
What?
Yeah.
Can we give him
go
things
ahead,
to say?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you'd like him to say. Like, he could say pot topics.
Hot topic.
Well, that's not.
He's so versatile. He's
so they're pre-recorded. I'm not a moron. Well, I was, but then I, you know, got out of it.
Yeah, James Adomian. Sure, James. We're way past. I'd be happy for
you know.
For you
you know
to
what
start.
I do when I do this show? The reason I like it, I think. Are we going to go to dinner still?
Yeah.
Because I treat it like it's actually like a mini vacation because it's an excuse for me to take the rest of the night off. So I
canceled all my shows tonight.
Whoa! I was going to cancel, and you know, I just said that so it'd be more interesting on the show, but no. to go out afterwards to dinner, and to me, it's like a mini vacation. So when I do your show, I just take from this point on the rest of the night off, and I thought I'd share that with you. God damn it! Why can't I just picture one person home. There's another one of his boring stories. And all the friends go, yeah, right, this guy's killing me. That's not gonna stop.
I'd like to know how you spend your Saturday mornings.
They don't have cartoons in the mornings on Saturday anymore, do they? Like that's not, you can't really be like a stereotypical stoner and watch cartoons all morning.
That's a big hit.
I think cartoons
right
are just on all the time now.
Did you smoke?
I didn't do it yet.
And
like
by the
everything
way, you're please in a good smoke company, so you don't have to be paranoid. Anything you do, we're going to
be fine.
We're
going to
be nice.
Okay, here let's see.
Go.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, this is how Bill Cosby.
Oh, God. Being asleep
I
during
like
sex
that
sounds like
you know,
heaven to me. Okay.
If that was my podcast and I said that, I would go, just edit it. It's just ignorant. But I said it. I'm sorry.
So, like, how many minutes of each of your podcasts get cut out because of that?
Now, to not get podcast hangover, what I do, if I think, I just right there, boom, edit. Just, you know, make it.
Oh, you say it while it's happening?
While it's happening.
All right. So edit all of that out. We don't edit anything. It's just a session. We're just hanging out.
Mm. Are we allowed to curse?
Bonnie had a good hit, right?
Yes.
Just
I can't
a good
talk
hit. I was staring at my phone because I was trying to look up the, I wanted to see what people are saying.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
That could be the name
I'll
of your
I'll be funnier
let's
in a minute.
Let's see what people are saying.
Give it some
let's
time.
Let's check in with the audience, but I tried this the last time and I couldn't get it to work, so We'll see if I can make it happen this time.
Like, when will this feeling go away?
That doesn't.
Like, I don't think you're allowed to, it's like breaking some sort of space-time continuum to try to watch yourself on YouTube. Why are you going into the deep hole?
That's not a good thing.
Going down the rabbit hole.
I'm gonna try.
Channel 2 says follow them on Twitter. I noticed watching the news last night.
1,797 people are watching us right now.
How many?
1,797.
It's nothing.
Wow.
Get your friends in, then we'll talk.
Yeah, get some people around. We've gotten 136 thumbs up.
There you go.
And one thumbs down. One lone thumbs down. But you don't know if it's the person thinks that, oh, this week the guests suck, or they always
hate
it.
Why would you even bring it up?
Or this is the first time they've watched it ever.
You have no idea.
Yeah, or they just come around to whatever I'm doing and put a thumbs down.
Mm-hmm.
There's people like that.
I know people like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, look, now I'm watching it on my phone. Will this explode the internet if I do that?
It's hurting me.
But it's on a little bit of a delay then? Wow. Is that what's happening?
Okay.
That's crazy.
I'm not high at all.
But on my phone, I can't look at the comments.
If I didn't edit, sometimes I'm around people, I want to be higher. But I don't want to say it because it sounds immature. But if I really just said what I wanted to be here, I would be like this. I want to be higher. Like, I'm sitting there, I want to be higher. But, like, I think that's not a mature thing to think, but it is. I just I want to be higher. So you just try to casually smoke a little bit, but were you really saying, no, I want to be higher, and I want to be higher than this. I think I can handle more.
Right.
That's why I'm hitting it again.
Right. I think you're making perfect sense.
Oh, thank you, because I know
I'm
not.
And you want to be higher.
Thank you. That story's in my new book, so it's called Shut the Fuck Up and...
Get higher.
And unlike with drinking, when you say I'm good, everybody understands that expression. You know, when they try to pass it to you, say I'm good.
They
may keep trying to pass it to you because you forget that the person's good. But, you know, whereas a drunk just will not take no for an answer and makes you drink shots. And next thing you know, you're that.
Well, there's no way
blackout drunk.
There's no way to deny. I think we've talked about this before, that the audience that comes that might be whatever, a stoner audience, they're nice. They're kind, they're not annoying.
Yeah, but we're losing people right now. Could you say something more interesting?
Oh, Jesus Christ. my sister has a disease.
Oh, I thought we were going to do Mad Libs for a second there.
Does your sister have a disease?
No, I don't have a sister. She's fine, though. Oh. By the way, I have a... Now, this is good.
That last thing was good. It was nice saying that the fans are nice.
Yeah, but you know what? No one gives a shit. That's all I wanted to say. Now, I did have something. God damn it.
Todd.
Oh, for people that are afraid that they're going to die, this helped me. It just happened accidentally. Like, sometimes I'll lay in bed and I'll be like, I don't think about it at all. I'm not obsessed with it, but it does go through my mind sometimes. I don't want to die, and I don't know where I'm
going. Is this what you're about to say, going to change lives?
Yes.
Because most people are afraid to die.
Everybody is.
Yeah, no.
You're going to say something to fix that?
Todd Glass in an exclusive.
Maybe I'm thinking I might want to go to a commercial. This is a good tease. When we come back, we're going to try to remember.
No, because you'll forget it.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to go now.
Dog.
What is it?
No. Oh. I thought we were going to go to commercial. Okay. This is silly, but I think it does work. So, it does sometimes scare you. Where do you go? I want to know, but I don't want to make up a fake reason. But, of course, I'm curious. But then I thought, are you dead? You're not dead before you're born, right?
Yes.
You're dead before you're born. You're not here. Okay. Whatever it was, here's the point. Whatever it was, it didn't hurt. So you just go back there. So that makes me less scared. Like that, I was dead.
I was comfortable.
I wasn't in pain. I'm not going to be. I'm not going
to
be lonely.
To not exist.
You're not going to be sad. You're not going to be lonely.
It's so simple. When you don't exist, you wake up every day and you go, "Why am I waking up? I don't exist."
You go right back
there was
to
no
bed.
Reason to. Yeah.
It's my true dream.
It's a nonstop snooze alarm.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know how you always feel like I wish I could get more sleep?
Well,
when you die, you're going to get a lot of it.
And then you know what you're going to be like?
Just ride it.
Right.
Until you're reincarnated. I want to come back as a bug. Die in 3 days? What do they live, 3 days?
Some of them like.
Yeah. Get it over with quick, then come back as a president.
It's true. Don't laugh at it. Don't laugh at it.
This I mean, is, everyone running for president right now seems to be a former bug of some kind.
Right. Good observation.
Insects, thank you. Well, does it get too smoky on the
pot
show?
I'm sorry. I'm scared people aren't going to be able to see my face.
That's happened.
For those of you just joining us, this is Bonnie McFarlane. I didn't look down to see what her name is. I looked down to double check the live viewers.
I have a funny.
It's pretty good. Pretty good turnout.
So this is it, just talking about
I'm like Donald Trump. I just only talk about how many people are watching, how great they are, how nice they are. What are you thinking about? What was that about?
I realized I stopped doing it before you made fun of me because I would go, that probably doesn't look good. What am I doing? I didn't know what I was doing.
But Bonnie asked me before the show, is there like a plan? Is there, you know, is there a schedule in the show?
You said you had subjects.
I said I had stuff to say, but this is the top card on my pile right now, introducing these two. So that's how... that's how far behind we're, like 15 minutes in, and that's all I've done is introduce you guys. So let's get some business done.
Yeah.
The sativa is called Sour Headband, and that's what you're enjoying right now.
It's great,
Todd. The headband, of course, means it's just like right in through here. It's just like a hug. Right in.
Can I tell you the truth?
In your brain.
You'll know I'm being serious. It does feel like that.
I know you know it feels like that.
No, because it sounds like, all right, they just say that.
I didn't just put that into your head. I'm saying that's
I know
what
that's. Well, because then you said it. I went, am I just thinking it? But yeah. No, it does feel like that. It feels like a tight baseball hat, but that's not a compliment, I guess.
Now, do you like the feel of a tight baseball hat?
No.
I don't think you're a baseball
this
hat
This doesn't feel like a tight baseball hat.
I don't see you in a baseball
Never.
Hat.
Never. I try. It's not you. You can't fake
it. What if you're out in the sun or at a baseball game?
What if I was at a baseball game?
Or out in the sun.
No, I'm known to wear baseball hats.
You just put on some sunscreen?
No, I wear a fedora.
No,
well,
you don't.
I like to make a statement.
There's when you're
no
camping,
way.
What do you wear?
Try on Bonnie's right
when
now.
When I'm camping?
What were you
no.
wearing yesterday?
I didn't wear a hat.
No hat.
No.
You know, you see you in a toque. Do you know
well,
that?
Once in a while.
The Canadian.
Really? Like on a cool day? You put on a toque?
If I feel like...
You could totally do a toque.
I could. I don't argue anymore.
You just bring it on.
I'm going to buy one. Nope,
Let's
you can't stop me.
Let's send money to buy
Todd
a toque.
Get the toque.
The indica today is Holy Grail OG. And wow. I'm not... I think you guys want to have a nice evening. I don't think you want an indica right now.
I want hyper. I like hyper.
Yeah, you want this sativa.
Is this hyper? Is that what we're talking about pot right? I don't know what's going on.
Then it's working.
Shut up. You're that kid. What's going on? Where are we?
Bonnie is this kind of podcast guest even when she's not high.
Right, well, like, okay, you're being a little normal.
Yeah, you're being very normal. I think you are. But also, I used to see you high all the time, so.
Right. So you're used to it.
Just get high and work out and have a conversation people don't want to hear.
That gym closed down that you guys used to go to. I just wanted to let you know.
I know.
It didn't, actually.
Oh, it didn't?
It's still on my keychain. I never go.
It was fun to say it.
Okay, so are you talking about the pot, though?
Like, I got a gym in my building.
Is this a good buzz that we're doing?
What?
Is this mellow? Is this... What is our buzz?
I don't know what I call
it. Of the day.
I'm having a great time, though. It's a good feeling.
It's a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You know it inside that each day you get up, you say, I'm gonna make it a snap. Nothing? Okay. I almost.
I when I was gonna take a bong rip, you stopped.
But it's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. I don't really know the words to it. Some sort of ba 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 ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Is that doing anything? Would you go see that live?
Yes,
if I didn't know songs, but I just came. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba. Ba-ba-da-ba. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba. That's all I do. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Bop. Just bop the songs. He doesn't sing them. They can't remember them. People go, he's good. I go. It's $10 cheaper than seeing their actual band. And he's just as good.
We will be right back after these messages. Hey, have you heard about Viceland? Viceland is a new TV channel from Vice, and it premieres today. Yeah, you gotta check out Viceland today. They got a bunch of shows that look pretty cool. One that caught my eye? Flophouse. Most comedians are broke, and a lot of them are broke in the same houses. Filmmaker Lance Bangs documents this network of couches and the stand-ups that crash on them, featuring comedians Claire O'Kane, Solomon Giorgio, Brandon Wardell. He was just on Getting Dug with High last week, and he got really dugged, and then he went to an important, powerful show business meeting, and the word from Brandon is that it went okay. Thumbs up on his post Getting Dug with High meeting. But there's many other funny people in Flophouse. It premieres on March 3rd at 10:30 p.m. But check out Viceland and all of its shows starting today. That's Viceland, a new TV channel from Vice. Hey, we had a nice break. Everybody seems to be doing all right. 2,000 people plus are watching now.
So good.
And yeah,
getting our numbers up.
So watch what you say, because they're all bloggers. And somebody named Picture Bandit on Twitter asked, what do you think will happen to pot if Trump is elected? And I say pot will become even more popular.
Right, they'll need it.
People will need it more.
Right, in essence, he will be the one that drives home the pot sales. People finally go, look, we need it.
Yeah.
We need the
pot. We'll let this maniac run the country and we'll be over here enjoying ourselves.
The pot business source.
Does pot still need like advocacy? Like, I mean, isn't there a lot of
Well, you know what? That was Bill Maher when he finally smoked on his show live. It was after a speech about how everyone shouldn't just relax about, I mean, look at how abortion rights are being pulled back. You know, like this, everything could just change if the country becomes too conservative.
Right.
Everything could just go back.
We might
depends
not
on
be
how
able
much
to
money
do a
conservatives are making
anymore.
On it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's going to be helpful, which I think they'll make a lot. So I really think it's just, we should still vote on it.
We should
for
still
it.
Just keep smoking a lot of pot.
Keep
everyone
smoking
do
a
your
lot of
pot,
it.
Part.
Keep voting for it. Let's talk to
Let's
Bonnie about her first
business.
Time, Todd. Don't you ever wonder about that? Longtime friends.
What?
What was your,
wait.
Are you okay, Todd?
Did this take a turn?
I'm okay if I don't talk.
Okay.
What if the ratings just went up?
What is the question?
There's
what was our first time like?
Oh, what was your first time like? Yeah, Todd's
like
been on eight times, so we're sick of hearing about
anal.
It.
Doing anal. I don't know which thing.
This isn't getting plugged with Doug. This is getting dug with High, so we need to know your first time smoking weed.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you want to tell the first time anal story, I'm sure
a lot
people
of people already
would be
know
okay
it.
With
it's
it.
Fine.
I'm sure people would be.
She's
all
like,
right.
I thought it was getting plugged with Doug. I really did. You're like, well, yeah. A lot of people get it confused.
But this show, the name, people correct
Todd's
you every
a
time you say
when
it.
He's high.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing.
Here's what just happened, everybody.
And then I get to give my slant on it.
I
why
like that.
It brought me so much joy. Soak it in when it's funny. You know, I'm the right one, not people that just go, oh yeah, let's get that bit. I want to cherish it.
Do you do a Tony Danza impression?
You know, I used to, but I got a court order to stop it.
No way!
And I thought at that point, maybe it's time to drop it out of the act. No, I never did impersonation.
What was your first time, Bonnie?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
Oh,
you just kind of eased into it? Like, was it introduced while you still lived on a farm?
No.
Canadian farm?
No. I mean, I might have smoked pot in high school, but really when I moved to New York was when...
What was the question?
Was it Vancouver?
What was the question?
Lynn, correct me if I'm wrong.
What was the question?
When I started, like, really, I guess we did get high in Vancouver a lot.
I think I answered the wrong question. Because none of their answers sound like mine. I'm like, I think he asked me something. I didn't answer it right. No one really said anything. I guess I'll know when I think
about
it. We
don't need to hear your first time story because people, that's a classic episode.
Oh, so you started fresh with a question with her.
She's never been on before.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, we're backlogging some of the.
I know.
Getting to it. This is a good show. This is very fun.
Todd's really.
Is there a
really
close up on me
right
at all times, or?
Is this the highest you think you've been on this show? Because doesn't it always feel when you're really high like I haven't been this high before?
Well, let me tell you something. I know, but this is perfect though, I think. It's just scary, but
it's scary.
I'm not too
yes.
scared. Like everything's okay, but I just go, don't get any higher. That's all I say right now. Stay right here, you're good.
Yes.
I don't want to be higher.
Well, here, try this thing.
I know, but then I want to. Then no, I'm.
Give it a shot.
I really do want to just wait.
Okay, good. Good call.
You.
What?
Here, try this.
You're not looking at the comments. You don't have to worry about what they're saying about you.
That's right.
No, where's the milk? Do you guys not have milk?
We have water for everybody. Or, you know, people request certain things
sometimes.
I put
it in an email to somebody. Colin.
We have this stuff here. Uh-huh. You had that stuff, Todd?
I know I haven't. I'm answering very properly. Look at me.
Do I check it
like
out, Todd?
Everything's fine, and I'm not too... It's the person you... yes, Doug?
Check it out.
You put it... You would spray it?
Jumbo!
Wow. Let's do it right. Hey, are you in the mood for...
Jumbo!
That could be my ad for them.
It's supposed to be when you know...
Can you get a little tighter? Not too tight. Have you tried... You're gonna love it.
Jumbo!
Todd Glass swears by it.
Is that racist?
Jumbo!
Oh, wait, yeah. Edit that. Okay. Who did that?
That's also...
should I spray it?
John DiMaggio. You can, but it's that stuff's really strong.
It's pretty strong. All right, maybe I shouldn't.
I can't believe I told him that. I shouldn't have said that.
No, I like to be in control.
No, and I want everybody to be where they want to be. I'm not a pusher.
Well, truthfully, you always want to be higher, but you need the pushing, so I appreciate it.
You're torn.
Yeah, maybe I'll try it a little bit.
Just a little.
Well, because you have to. You have to try new things and be. That's why some people run like marathons to push themselves. And this is what I'm doing.
We're all running a marathon.
Yeah, who's to decide what marathon is worth? Oh, I run far. I sometimes push myself, get higher than I usually want to be. That's right, it takes you a little scared, but you go, fuck it, you go for it. Could be fun. So it's like a marathon. Here we go.
Uh-huh. Can he do it this time?
Wow, is that too much?
No, but congrats on getting it in your mouth. We had a guest had it all over her face. It was disgusting.
Oh, wow.
I don't like that.
Is she okay or is she in a mental institution?
Yeah, she...
Her skin got high.
She got high on the inside. She went crazy.
Did anybody tip over the table and went yelling?
I think she even said, I want to tip over this table.
But, will I be the first?
Oh my God, that would be like, you'd have to decide, like, I want pot smokers to hate me. You know, like, there'd be a few that have a sense of humor
about it. It's not me, it's the pot. I'm not used to smoking this much pot, so it's like,
right,
what's
but it doesn't
happening?
Make you do things like that. You're only saying that because you have
the
a
camera.
Creative mind.
You've always been an asshole to me, Todd.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, here we go.
First of all, I'm having a great time. I really am. The energy's great in here, so I'm having a great time. But I'm being honest. I'm at the point, I can still talk and tell you what I'm going through, but here's what I am going through. I don't hear one word you guys are saying. I try, and I think, listen, just listen. I hear, bah, bah, dad, dad, dude, dude, bing, bah. I can't hear. I go, I can't follow a goddamn thing they're saying. And I want to, because I want to listen to what they're saying and react to it. I go, we're just going to have to admit what's going on, because I'm sitting there, I hear you guys.
We'll stop talking in Star Wars language just for you.
So that's where I'm at. So everything's great.
I can only hear 0% of what you're saying.
Now I heard that. Maybe I got to just listen to one sentence at a time.
Well, yeah. You said okay. Follow this next segment.
Okay.
Here my we go. Face I'm going to really try.
Okay, I think I can.
It's we call it the state of pot.
Yes.
Okay.
And in this segment, we...
I don't have to think.
We tell you what area of this country of ours watched the last episode the most viewers.
Guess?
You can guess if you want. We could do a pot quiz hop shot.
It's Nebraska.
Can I say?
Boom, boom, Nebraska? I don't know if I know the Nebraska that you've been to.
Play what you just played.
Anywhere near the...
shut up.
You have to say state of pot, and then it comes on.
Do you see what just happened? I say, play that again. They go, what? Like, I just heard it.
You know, like when you're watching the CNN, you know, there's always a delay between the correspondents and stuff, you know, like, because the person that does the sound effects is in New York. So we have like a 1.5 second delay.
Wow, New York, yeah. That's crazy. All the way through all those wires and some in the air.
Washington, D.C.
If you're in the New York area, can I just say,
please get it in. There you go.
Weekend.
Yeah, you probably won't remember that at the end of the show.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Stress Factory in New Jersey.
You going to play D.C. anytime soon, either one of you? Mm-hmm.
I don't look at my schedule.
I'll be at the Wilbur Theater. Doing
in beautiful Washington, D.C.
Yes, now this is a 1,200 seat room. We've done 4 shows. They're all
Boston,
sold out, and we're going to add a Sunday show.
Whoa.
So this is, I'm kidding.
Wait, which part
like,
did you
Everyone's like, Todd's not doing that good.
Which part are you kidding about?
Five nights.
Sure, the Wilbur. That's what I'm doing. I got there. That's what happened. No, I had this draw, and then all of a sudden something happened. Now Todd does the Wilbur. Do you know Todd does the Wilbur? I didn't know. I knew he did all right, but I didn't know No, I don't. Not yet.
That was the beginning of the joke? Is that you just dropping the name of a venue you don't play in?
Well, am I really going to do it? That's a 1,200 seat theater. Am I really doing five shows?
No, of course not. But I'm doing one show there on May 28th.
Oh, nice.
At 4:20.
Good segue.
Is that true?
It is true.
Yeah. So,
so that's what I was hoping you would do is use it as an opportunity to actually plug an actual gig instead of making up something. Where's your next gig? Do you know?
Well, I don't want to talk about it.
We got it on cards. At the end of the show, we'll say it on the cards.
I don't care. I don't come to plug stuff. I have a good time.
Well, this is going to blow your mind, Todd, because first of all, Washington, D.C. like wins all the time per capita viewers of this show, and that's last show is no exception. And this is Todd's 9th episode.
Wow. It's amazing. Yeah. The first time didn't go well. You kept coming back.
And then the ninth time.
The number would be a lot higher if you know how you used to say episode. It meant more like when somebody has a fit or something, or there was something happened. They say there was an episode. Now they say it more about like individual episodes of a show. But if it was episodes the old way, you'd probably have about 27.
Right.
Why, there's some glitch in the contract? I don't understand.
I'm trying to convince Todd that he's flipped out a lot on the show while he's about to flip out. You're holding it together pretty good.
You just gotta
you're not falling for it.
Do you always have 2 guests? Is it sometimes just one-on-one?
Last show was 3, and it was pretty silly.
I like 2, to be honest.
Yeah, 2's a good group.
Then what happens when it's just 2?
I like it.
Turns into like...
I mean, these 2 don't go, aren't that into, the planned material. Not material, I don't have like jokes about these things.
Wow, is that pot water?
I don't think so.
You never had pot water?
It should just be regular water.
Like it was like water, but as thick as a milkshake.
Oh, that was what I ordered.
Water. Please, don't make fun of the accent.
Oh, my God.
Todd,
am I making an ass of myself? No one's watching, right?
Yeah, no, you're good.
A lot of people watch.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Sit up straight.
Yes, Doug.
The total minutes of people watching you on this program are...
Oh, shit.
66,778,894, which adds up to 127 years of human beings' time have been taken up with watching you on this show.
Wow.
I know, right? Isn't that the weirdest?
My brain is spinning.
Isn't that the strangest set of numbers for us to throw at everybody every week?
I know, that's great.
That is truly remarkable.
Oh, I know a guy.
He's instantly being updated.
It's just on the card. Like, they can hand me a card that says, hooray for Nazis, and I would read it.
Yeah. You're sitting in a tree.
I like, those are good.
Did Hitler bend pot? Is that a I heard that.
Who does those?
Did Lynn replace Daniel?
Oh, Callis?
Is she, are you doing his job today?
Is that your way of saying shut your fucking mouth? You gotta
live rich. No, I would never say that to Daniel. I love Daniel. I love Daniel.
I'm telling you, Bonnie, you can talk. We're doing a show.
But he talks to us a lot on camera.
You're different now.
Listen,
it's okay.
I'll kill him for you. I'll kill Rich.
Oh, my God.
We have the same conversation every time.
It's so hard.
I'm like, enough, Daniel. He's like, it's okay, I won't. Yeah, it's fun. You want to be a part of it. You took a rip during the break. Don't go anywhere.
No, don't go anywhere. You're the best part of the show.
This is like an audition.
She's the best part. That's an insult to me. And thank God Lynn was yelling from the back of the room because Doc.
But right. I know it's annoying, but I can't help myself. I've turned into that person.
I can't help myself.
Okay. Wow, do you ever like go to like a live performance? Have you ever like, or have you been in the audience like Bonnie's out on stage on a TV show?
You should be able to heckle. It's an open world and it's an open time.
It is an open time.
It is. It is an open time.
And they're supposed to be the most like.
Might start about something.
We think everything is
right. Riches are invented.
But you almost threw yourself out earlier.
Okay.
No.
Wait, how are bridges invented? By high people sitting around yelling shit out?
No, people talking, lashing.
Oh, of course. Ideas.
And then all of a sudden, oh, I don't know, bridges are invented. They're right. Amazing things on the planet.
Well, that
bridges
is true.
Bridges are amazing.
People in the comments are saying the meanest things right now.
I don't think I have to take... Look.
What?
I was...
All right. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying what pops into my head. It's just people will be like, why does somebody keep talking to them from off camera? Why do they keep talking to her?
Don't go, Lynn, don't go.
But don't go.
I know, but I, okay, I won't say
just
anything.
Let's pretend for the rest of the show you're at a funeral.
It's starting to feel like one.
You got a cackle out of me.
The closest people in my life have died.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You're so fucking
funny. Zoom in you and guys- then the, wah, wah. Rachel Dratch, Jash Fest, you guys. I'm just excited to talk about Jash Fest.
Okay.
Yeah, it's what you think. It's Jash, which is here on my arm right there, is having a festival. So it's Jash Fest.
Uh-huh.
It's April 2
through 3. It's a great name.
April
it's a
great
name.
I don't like it very much.
No, it's
April
not.
2 through 3. They didn't consult me on Jash Fest.
Here's what I heard. They said, make something that does not roll off the tongue. And then they heard that.
And people like, will remember it more.
Yeah,
and
people work for it. You want people like, I'm going to, what
too
is
easy.
This? Jash Fest. JASHFEST.com.
So super easy.
Yeah, it's like one of those songs, like Empire.
Do it more.
JASHFEST.com.
Sorry.
So we'll make a little ad that's of that, and we'll just play it over and over again.
JASTADEL.
So people can learn how to spell it. Remember that time, Bonnie, you and I were judges on a pilot for the Gong Show on the WB Network, and our good friend Joe Wagner, and
those were fun.
Put our names on things in front of us that lit up, and they spelled McFarlane wrong.
Oh,
remember that?
No, but...
And you were just like, not having it. Like, the second you saw it, it was like, uh-uh, and they fixed it, because couldn't they just take out a letter and squish it back together? Is that how they did it?
I don't remember being
That's
mad
so
about.
That's so funny you don't remember. That's how take
mad
charge.
Mad about my name?
That's
I've changed my name
are.
To like, so that they didn't feel bad. I've done that before, so yeah. I used to be McFarland with a D, but no one was spelling it like that, so I was like, I'll do it, I'll change my name.
Cut to me, footage of me like, you know, yelling about how your name's misspelled. You're just sitting there like, I don't care.
That does
That's
not
how
bother
I remember
me.
The stories that you were
as
like,
long as
they
the
didn't
check
get my
clears.
Name right. You were kidding though when you said they didn't get your name. I mean, you were mad about it. I think you were
I
joke,
do remember
mad
that
it.
I did this joke when there was like a little kid came out and it was like, what do you call it?
Little tap dancer?
It was test shows. They weren't like, those
nobody was going to see it? Is that what you're trying
right,
to say?
Right.
So you thought you could just say anything?
Yes. Yes.
Did you call her the C word? Is that
no,
what happened?
No. But this little girl came out and I
bad,
gave her
though.
A one to be a joke. And she cried. And you guys were like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, it's not real. The mother's like, oh.
That kid totally knows the difference between a test show and a, a four-air pilot.
I know, I was like, this will be hilarious.
Well, we didn't even get to the pot topics.
Okay, let's talk.
Are we done?
Oh, we're
pretty much, we're getting there, yeah.
I'm just starting to feel natural. Like,
I know,
well, maybe you guys should come out to Jash Fest because
just do it some more.
Out of good old Jash.
Just make this
true. J-A-S-N-A-T.
Listen, you come to SlashFest.com where we are going to have so much festival fun. It's going to be it's going to be Unfor Festival, you guys. Hashtag Unfor Festival. What is it? Marijuana cookies.
Give me some.
Here,
hold on. You owe it to me. Just give me, and I would say one, but I'm lying, three Nancy Graces.
Are you giving me this?
Just three.
Just anything she would say coming out of break.
A new poll of Texas voters reveals that 71% of the state's voters would support expanding medical marijuana treatments for patients. These patients are going to get hooked on marijuana, and then they're going to give marijuana cookies to their toddler. Next caller. I can't do three of those.
Oh, do two at least. They're not that hard to do. No, I mean, they're funny. I can't think of them. Actually, they're exhausting. Like, give us three of them. We deserve it. Nothing's better than that.
Wow, you're the best negotiator since Donald Trump.
Okay, do one more.
Here we
go. It's enjoyable.
Let me find a good one.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell. When I was
you're
little,
passionate.
Something happened. I don't like to talk about it.
But that was good news.
It's not even my fault.
That was good news, though, Todd.
Hey. What? There was no news.
Dude, 71% of the states, whatever,
is somebody getting my milk, or was that not going
to
happen?
Milk for you? I don't think anybody, I thought everybody thought that was a joke request.
So yes to your question.
I'd like some vodka in this, please. What?
I said yes to your question, so I was listening.
Okay. I don't know what the
right
question
was. There was nothing.
Yeah. There was nothing. Do you mean that break sign, or are you just hanging out?
We don't.
It's for reals? We're going to come back.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
There'll be a little bit more. Reese's Cups.
Maybe we'll go long. Let's see what people are saying on social media.
When do we get paid?
Wow. It feels so good.
I
feel amazing.
Take anything you want from the table.
What?
We give you a $28 mug.
No, I didn't.
And we'll be right back. This episode is brought to you in part by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. And they guarantee $40 plus in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month there is a different theme, and all items are curated around that theme. Previous crates have included items from franchises like Star Wars, Marvel, The Walking Dead, The Legend of Zelda, and many more. The theme this month is Versus, celebrating some of the greatest rivalries in pop culture. Dark Knight versus Man of Steel, Alien versus Predator, Spock versus Mirror Universe Spock, Daredevil versus Punisher, Harley Quinn versus everyone. You get the idea. Our exclusive items include something you can display, something you can wear, and something you can use. And don't forget our tea and loot pin. Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. When the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter the code GETDUG to save $3 on your new subscription today.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
Okay, good. He's still taking a hit.
Nice timing.
Yeah. Todd says, wait till they get a load of this.
That's right.
Took a nice, that's a nice
smoking
hit
all throughout the break. Yeah. It's been wild
here. What did you think of that heavy monkey that I handed you? What happened to it?
I thought you gave it to me.
Oh, really? Well, I guess you can have it. But
I mean, you just handed it to me. I was like, oh, thank you so much. As a memento.
What would you say about that heavy
our
monkey?
Our days
though,
together.
If you had to just describe it.
Do you remember us being friends?
Yeah.
was that my imagination, or did we hang out
here
every
you go.
Day?
You can get. You can do this. You can take this lighter. It's got my face on it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because we got to keep the monkey. Because he's what?
All right.
What is he? What?
I don't know.
What is this heavy monkey?
A symbol of pot in some way. I don't know.
That'll make it easier. Is he heavy?
Yes.
He's a heavy monkey.
Finally.
Oh.
Oh God.
Sorry, Lynn.
What is happening?
I'll tell you what's happening. It's time for you to watch a magic trick. It's game time.
The boards are lighting up. This is incredible.
Gabe, I just want to say it's good to see you.
Likewise, Todd.
And I hope I have no responsibilities.
Nope, not on this one. Just try and pay attention a little bit.
I can do that.
I have a prediction here, okay?
What?
Are you with me so far?
Yeah.
There's a prediction. All right, Bonnie, would you help me with this part?
I guess.
All right, take these cards.
Yeah.
Deal as many as you want down onto my hand.
Okay.
Be nice.
Do I have to like deal, or can I do that?
One at a time, if you, or you can just, you know, cut it.
Whatever in the track.
Right there?
Yeah.
Okay, not one more, one less. You're good with that?
Yes.
All right. This is where we go to the prediction. And pull it out like this. Let's take a look at the card you got to. King of Diamonds.
King of Diamonds.
Prediction?
It's King of Diamonds. It's a King of Diamonds, ladies.
Oh, Lord. You know what you...
Unbelievable. They're all King of Diamonds. Isn't that amazing?
Here's some milk.
I show them the respect you deserve.
Oh my God.
We got you,
thank you so
these
much.
People walking all over you. You can all go
finally.
Fuck yourselves. Are we on?
Todd, say, no, the magic trick is just for you guys during the breaks. Do me a favor. Todd, say this. Say, Angela.
Angela.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so, what else do we have to do before we get going here? I've got some announcements I gotta make.
How much time do we have left?
I wanna do your plugs. It's basically time to wrap it up, but if your guys are having fun, you wanna keep going.
Yeah.
This could be a longer one by
I'm here already.
A few minutes or whatever.
It's just the internet.
I've got other
do what
things.
You want.
I've got other appointments I have to make this evening and
Where are
we
going? Don't make me look like a loser.
No,
Todd,
I'm
sure
just
you
saying,
have time, but I think
I just like to, you know.
Aren't we all going out for dinner?
I like a tight show.
I carve out.
I didn't know about this dinner thing. You guys worked that out on your own.
There's no dinner.
Oh, okay.
What?
Lynn is obsessed about the monkey now. It's heavy. It's the monkey's heavy. Usually we have more time. I really try to massage the person into saying heavy, but I just wanted to get it over with quickly.
Channel
and that's
two.
How great Bonnie is.
Oh my God.
That Bonnie will not just repeat what somebody says to
I don't
her.
Know what's
just
going on at
back.
All.
Like, just
I
like,
don't know.
No, no, I'm not going to say what you're saying. What are you trying to get me to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a confusing segment and that's part of the fun.
Shit.
I hope.
Like, I don't know if we're supposed to be doing bits.
People say stop with the air horn sometimes, but other people say,
you know what?
Anybody
says stop with the air horn, you don't need them.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
Because you start getting it in your head. You're like, anybody who doesn't see how funny that is because it's so absurd.
Right.
They're not your best person. You're right, stop it. If you don't like that, then you don't like the show.
Right.
Go stop watching, because they're not going to stop the air horn.
Stop
Let me tell you watching it.
No. I demand.
Turn this off right now.
Turn this off. Listenership goes down. I feel guilty. I got to support
that's
you.
That's a lot of, people hate watch shit, and then write their comments. Or they're having fun writing hateful comments,
Because
right.
I've said
my share of jokes that are at people's expense, but they're usually people, named Bill Cosby or,
right.
somebody that's like, well, I think he deserves at least a little ribbing.
Right.
For
right.
all what he's done.
Yeah, that's...
Give him a little, come on, man.
Yeah.
Something.
No, that's too much.
It's so fun watching a white crowd like shut down when you bring up Bill Cosby. Everyone gets very quiet, like this room right now.
I've never heard of him.
These Trader Joe's dark peanut butter chocolate chip cookies are not actually chocolate chip cookies. They're Reese's cups, but Trader Joe's version and better.
Oh, so those are not.
Todd likes to do ads because then people bring that to him at his
that's
shows.
That's not true, actually.
Oh, that's like a kind of a genius thing.
I give all the money. No, I give all the, people do bring licorice in these Reese's cups, and it's, but I always take them and I love it and I appreciate it. And I, this is true, I bring them to the orphanage in the local town.
Remember on Last Comic Standing when you were like, I'm doing this for my mother. She needs an operation.
No, she needs a
if
facelift.
If I win, she's going to get her she facelift.
I used to say she wants a facelift. I need to get my mom a facelift, and she doesn't want one. So it's trying to talk her into it. Well, you haven't seen her. You haven't seen her. Even if you saw her, you'd be like, all right, I see what Todd means. Because Todd's probably trying to shave some years off of his age. So come on, Mom, get a facelift.
I love the idea of people doing stuff like for charities that just, like they never have the wrong, they always say it's a nice charity, but what if somebody was like, you know, I'm doing this for the NRA or, you know, I'm ISIS.
What's the date, the Saturday of Jash Fest?
April 2nd.
What is it again?
April 2nd.
No, I mean, what's the festival called?
What is it?
Yeah, April 2nd. Jash Fest, I'm going to have an Airstream trailer out there, and we're going to do a 4 hour and 20 minutes, is that what we decided on? A 4 hour and 20 minute episode of this show, and I'm going to sit there and smoke with a series of guests, comedians that'll be out there for the festival.
That's great.
Maybe some musicians, yeah. People from
wait,
this
live
crew.
Shows?
What?
Live shows?
Yeah, like this. We're doing a live show right now.
That's a great idea. Oh. That's going to be so much fun.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, it is? Yes.
Yeah, thinking about right now that I just did 50 minutes, I'm like, yeah, I should be able to go an extra whatever the numbers are. I got that on lock. You don't know what time it is? It doesn't matter.
Is there
going to
be a
Tilt-A-Whirl
there?
Ma'am, we've talked to you about this before.
What is happening?
Got to remember.
Oh, my God.
I wish Daniel was here also. It would really be a lot of real craziness.
Ma'am. Okay, listen, we try to be nice here. We want a good energy. But you have to understand right from wrong.
Ma'am.
I don't believe you don't know. Deep down, you understand that there's a show going on. You're not crazy. Should I call the police? Should I call the police? No, should I call the
Todd,
police?
Todd.
No, Lynn, no, I'm totally doing a bit with you.
Just being silly.
I just want it to end, please.
Oh, she wants it to end.
I was honestly doing a bit.
I kind of wanted to do that too now, but this is pretty funny now.
I know the feeling too. I feel bad for her. Because I know that feeling of like I was doing it from a place of love, and she probably thought that
she's brilliant. She's hilarious.
She just banged on the door.
Guys, hold on. I'm diving under the
table. She knows what she's doing.
The first thing she's... Todd, what's wrong?
Don't say anything.
Where are you going?
Don't say anything, please. I'm going to hide behind these beanbags.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
That's a lot of work for a bit.
Yeah.
Now I got to come back over here and sit down.
But you know what? I think it's worth it, and I think our viewers really enjoyed that.
Well,
you should do more physical stuff.
I thought about that.
You know, like, what if you were to host your own variety show, like you were doing that at the beginning?
I thought about that, too.
You can sing, you can dance. What can't you do?
Wow.
I mean...
Shut up.
This is not the greatest, but I mean...
I feed the people, even the negative people, I give them a joke. What can't Todd Glass do? I go, shut up. They go, ha, 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 ha. That's certainly true. Even them, I give a laugh. And now they have to go, maybe he is funny. Otherwise, you're being aggressive.
All right. Okay. So that's where we're all at. Hope you guys have been having fun watching us. I'm trying to sort through all these great pot topics to get to some other important pieces of business. No, we're not. Not topics. Podcast-a-thon is a really fun event for a really good cause. Have you done that, Todd? Podcast-a-thon?
Mm-mm.
Jimmy Pardo sits there for 12 hours.
I'm doing it Saturday, yeah.
You're doing it, okay. Yeah, so Todd will be there. He's one of the surprise guests, so it's always nice to break the news on one of my shows. And I put a couple things. You could put things on auction if you want. Do you have anything you want to auction off?
Wow, no, but how about...
Think about it.
How about all these pipes?
Do you have anything?
Oh, we can't help.
Because what we're auctioning off for reals.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Auction ends on Saturday night is to be able to sit on this show and participate for an entire episode.
Wow. And the, that's great. That's
and
a
the
fun
bidding
thing.
Is already up to $420.
I'd like to auction. So you need something for me to give?
And some guy was like, on
"Haven't
Twitter,
you given enough?"
A guy on Twitter goes, "I knew it would. I knew it would go for 420." And I'm like, "It's not going to just stop at 420."
Right. Oh, that's not your goal.
Everybody laughs so hard at it that they let the guy have it for 420. There's not one person out there who's like, "421 is the more reasonable." So go to bit.ly/GDWHcharity. And or through my Twitter, I've got it on there. And then also watch at podcast.com this Saturday, 12 to 12 Western time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he likes to have me on. He says, let's have you on at 420. And then the show with each guest and segment in between starts running a couple of minutes late. And so I always go on at like 5:10. So it's like, why are we kidding ourselves?
They should just call whatever time you get on. 520 with Doug Benson. Just an idea if you want to have your management.
I think what happened
out
today, that one of the greatest things I could say about Pod or this show or just us in general is that I think we're going to hang out more now.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think it's going to happen.
Are you going to fly me in on your private jet?
Because you seem so mad at me for not hanging out. With the, you know, you got the wife and kids.
Yeah.
Ah, that's right.
Yep. And, you know, Todd and I are footloose and fancy free. Todd doesn't even have any guest plugs on the card.
Well, I wanted to come as a gift to you.
Where's the best, like, where can people type right now and hope and pray that you're coming
to
their
town? My website's down too, so there's no way. And there's no date, so
don't even try to find me.
What's your cell number?
Impossible.
I'm sure it'll only be like 20 or 30 people.
That's what it'll go down to. I'm like, listen, let me just give you my cell number. If you want to hang out, I'll just meet you somewhere. There's like 8 people that enjoy me. Just, I've been giving people my cell. No, wait, you give your cell? Yeah, no one calls.
It's not. Yeah, sometimes people, they'll send me a message on Twitter and they'll just put their phone number in it. And I'm like, I don't, no, not a person. Right. I don't want to go hang out with somebody that just, anybody could see their phone number. That person is too open.
Yeah.
But I bet they have
that
a big
person,
heart.
Right,
but remember, like before, stuff would ask you, "What's your location?" and you would say, "No, I'm not giving them that."
Right.
But
right.
Now you're like,
"Yeah,
come over and
yeah,
you can stick your hand up my asshole. I don't care. Just tell me where the nearest
your
Chili
phone's like.
Is.
You'll turn your phone on and they'll be like a reminder. What are you doing?
That's great.
We'll just show. I don't care. I let go. Just tell me
what. What? I don't care. What do I have to do?
Just please.
That's just
drop
what
a drone.
I never do anything
drop
that
a drone
wrong.
On my house. I don't right. care. What is?
Well, you know what you think? Well, I never do anything that wrong. So yes. Listen to what I'm saying. You're yes. not going to get anything great. But then we.
I used to not even like want to put my, like, you know, at the bookstore, you know, you give them your name for the, so you can be in the book club or whatever. I would never get, I would be like, no, I don't want the government knowing what I read. It's like,
this is more of a
books?
Comedian thing than a high thing.
Loser.
I mean, I'm high enough to just enjoy it, but you guys are just going.
I feel great.
Lots of.
I'm just
repartee.
Having conversations. I don't know what like you. This
you
is,
like both you guys talk a lot on your own shows and stuff, right? You're just into talking.
I don't. I'm always like, are we done? I'm gone. I'm like, I'm go.
So can we,
this
so we can
who's
wrap it up
watching
now?
This? It's awful. No, get a job.
Let's talk about your book. Stop watching and read, you guys.
Oh my God.
You're
I don't want him to read it. I just want
you
him
don't?
To buy it.
Oh, okay, just buy it and put it out somewhere. It'll be a nice combo.
Just as a gift to me,
starter.
Go buy my book, please.
Just be like, I'm a feminist and then point to that sitting there. You're Better Than Me, a memoir. In stores
a memoir.
And on Amazon.
It's a certain
a
way you say it. Yes.
You gotta
memoir.
Say it like that? Not a memoir?
Memoir.
Is there a male and female version
am
of
I
memoir?
Shouting?
No, you're fine.
That was my volume control.
Shut it, you know. How's my volume control?
Three segments in. Hey, Bonnie.
Is this level okay?
Nobody knows. Is it all good?
I'm like playing to the camera. I don't know if I'm supposed to be.
What's your movie on Netflix? What's your movie on Netflix called?
Women Aren't Funny.
Correct.
Yes.
And is it also available on iTunes?
Yes, it's also available
yes,
on
it
iTunes.
Is.
Wow.
And Bonnie McFarlane, no A in the Mick part, no MacFarlane.
Spell it any way you want.
McFarlane.
I will legally change
you have
to
Twitter
sue you.
For both names? Because that's where I'm sending them, to your Twitter account.
Yeah.
For more info and tour dates. And Todd Glass, like I said, just he's a clean
Snapchat?
Slate right now. He doesn't have anything going on. Are you going to do a Periscope soon? Are you going to speak at a high school? What do you got coming up?
I have a Periscope probably tomorrow. Maybe I'm going to use some oatmeal and talk about it in a funny way.
Has anybody approached you to do a TED Talk?
No.
Oh, God,
I think
yes.
A TED Talk from Todd Glass would be amazing.
Oh, God. What would it be?
Let's start the hashtag Todd TED Talk. On Twitter, you guys, and just trying to get it going.
How to decorate
to
your
get
house.
Todd to be able to do a TED Talk would be amazing.
In Home Depot.
Todd, it's just where you
say
give
pussy.
A...
Say pussy.
Todd.
I'm sorry.
Todd, lots of people get to see you make a speech about whatever you want, but it tends to be, you want to try to be instructive in some way.
Oh, I like that. I would like to try that.
I think that's what it is. I've never seen one. I'm going to be on At Midnight on Comedy Central on Monday, March 7th. I'm doing stand-up at the San Jose Improv on Thursday, March 24th. I'm at Cobbs in San Francisco on Tuesday, April 19th. Helium Comedy Club, it's a gas, in Portland, Oregon on Saturday, April 23rd. DouglasMovies.com for more info. You guys know about my merch. You've heard about it before.
I didn't know you were allowed
subscribe.
To go that far
Please
into the
subscribe.
Future with your.
Go farther if you want.
He's merging.
In April, I'm at, no. Just okay.
He's merging.
Is your book gonna expire or your movie gonna?
My book will
rot.
Expire. It's only a 24-hour.
Did you shoot
publishing.
It on film and it's got to be
it's
preserved?
Short. Get it.
I love everything you do. I'm in a production you did a long time ago. Couldn't be prouder about that.
I love that movie.
Right, where I, my character.
It's called Sushi Whore.
Yeah, my character jizzes on the television set.
Yes, you could jizz really far. That was the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it was insane.
So she, like, you know, wrote the part for me, basically, because she heard stories.
Because I know, yeah. I know, secondhand.
Doug's distance jizzing is really spectacular.
Todd told me.
I'd say that's something we both talked about on a treadmill, is Todd's gay, right? Sure is. We're okay with it? Let's move on.
Yes. I love Todd so much.
Yeah.
Todd got me
so
when Todd came out,
water.
I was like, so?
Oh, Jesus. What is that?
Sorry, I didn't mean to turn it into a.
Oh,
you're so much Jesus. More. You're so much more than that, of course.
Thank you.
You love.
God, you're always somebody that I'm excited.
You
to
love
see.
The Poke
always.
Bowl, for instance.
Always.
You're a big fan of the Poke Bowl. You like being able to clean your bowls on that thing, and going to PokeBowl.com and using the offer code Doug to get 10% off any Poke Bowl purchase.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, you love that, right?
Sure. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
You would absolutely want
to
do that.
I try to help the sponsors. Wouldn't you?
I'm probably leaving out something, but this has been super fun. Thank you guys for doing it.
Thank you, Doug, for letting us.
Let's hang out more.
Yes. Whatever you say.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it or not.
What? Talk about what?
I might be going out right after this.
Oh, you guys are going to go out. I got things to do.
No, you're not allowed.
Well, I really have something to do.
No.
I'm sorry.
Pussy can wait. That's
who
my
did you
new
get
sitcom.
To?
Oh. Whoa. Did you hear what Bonnie McFarlane said to the dog? Whoa, you could tell he was pissed. That's it. No, you could tell because dog was like, what? And then Todd Lance didn't help, but he's like, ooh. So now there's like some fear because I saw them at the
that
improv.
That person never
night.
Helps the person that jumps in with
no,
that extra they, commentary.
Oh,
about how intense it is or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Did I notice some uncomfortability?
Is that what I did?
Why don't you kiss already?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Get a room.
Get a room.
Next show is going to be 1 week from today. Today is Monday, of course, and this card says Tuesday, March 8th. So that's not 1 week from today. I pick up on these things, but
you're doing great.
Tuesday, March 8th. So a week and a day, as they used to say in Shakespeare. And thanks again to Todd Glass and Bonnie McFarlane.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you.
Super
Thank
fun
you.
Show. And we'll see you. There's tomorrow and then a week.
Very
we'll
professional.
We'll see you next 8 days from now.
There you go.
Everybody, I keep talking about Viceland, the new TV show from Vice, because I can't wait to check it out, and you should check it out. And Viceland premieres today, including shows like Flophouse, featuring comedians crashing on each other's couches, made by the awesome filmmaker Lance Bangs, and featuring last week's guest on Getting Dug with High, Brandon Wardell. That's on Viceland, premiering March 3rd at 10:30 p.m., but all of the shows on Viceland are available starting today. Viceland, the new TV channel from Vice.